Morning, Solomon Sports. My name is Ernie. I'll be sharing a devotion this morning. And let's start in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful morning. Thank you once again, God, that we could come to you, Lord God, and have the freedom to seek, to read, and to meditate and to learn and understand your word today. Pray, Holy Spirit, to just come and speak your word into our heart. Speak your word in power, Lord God. Speak your heart that can transform, open our understanding, and receive the truth you want us, Lord God, to receive today. Thank you, God, for those who come and join us in this morning prayer. May God, for your presence, Lord God, in every room, wherever they are. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty presence, each one, Lord God, today. Bless you, may honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. My name is Ernie. And let's open our Bible if you have your Bible with you. And we're going to read in John chapter 11, verse 38 to 44. John chapter 11, verse 38 to 44. I'll be reading in NASB version. Oh, first, I'm going to read the verse 25 20, and to 27, and then we'll jump to 38 to 44. Verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that you are Christ, the Son of God, who is to come into the world. So the Lord Jesus Christ is talking with Martha here in verse 25 and 27. And let's go to verse 38. And Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this that they may believe that you sent me. Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth, or come out. And he who had died came out and out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said, Loose him and let him go. Bless the reading of the word of God. Amen. Amen. Now, first we need to go to see the context of this text that we have just read. Actually, the whole chapter 11 of John is about the story. Almost all the whole chapter 11 is about the story of of someone who died. Now, start from verse 1 to 16, that's where Jesus and his disciple was away from the city of Bethany, which is in Judea. It's around 4 days walk away from Bethany. Now, news came to Jesus and his disciple, that his friend Lazarus is in a severe illness, serious illness, and you could see that because they need to travel 4 days in order to bring this news to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is a good friend of this man Lazarus and his sisters Martha and Mary. But we could read in from verse 1 to 16 that Jesus did not come in. No, they sent message hoping that Jesus will immediately come and probably heal Lazarus, but he did not come. He did not go, and stayed two more days where they are staying. And in the span of 2 days, Lazarus died. But we see in the conversation that the Lord Jesus said, verse 4, said that the sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, the Son of God may be glorified through it. I think what the Lord Jesus also saying this is that this kind of sickness, it will not be the end part of it. This is not the end part of it, what the Lord Jesus Christ said. That we know, he was saying that this kind of sickness, not all sickness or death are caused by sin. And this one, what we read right now is to bring glory and to the Lord, and the Son of God may be glorified. In this story, death came to a person to glorify God so that the Son will be glorified. At the same time, in the healing of the man born blind, two chapters away, when the disciples are asking whose sin it is that he born blind, and the Lord Jesus Christ said, no, whether it is not about sin that he was born blind, so that he said these things will happen so that God will be glorified. Amen. So, church, we bless God that sometimes the sickness that we have is sometimes God are using that so that his name and the Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified. And going to chapter verse 17 to 37, and then at the end of verse 16, that the Lord Jesus Christ asked the disciples, let's go back to Judea so that I may wake up Lazarus. And we know on this conversation that the disciples did not understand when the Lord Jesus Christ said, wake up because he is asleep. And he straightly told them that Lazarus is dead. So they journeyed back going to Judea, and it is a 4 days walk, because we know that when the Lord Jesus Christ and his disciples arrived in Judea, he stayed in Jerusalem. He did not go immediately in the city of Bethany. Wherein, when Martha learned that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, he rushed and go and meet him in Jerusalem. It is around 2 miles away, and it takes around 30 to 40 minutes walk. But probably in this setting, Martha ran and met the Lord Jesus Christ. And look at the first action or word of Martha when he met the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 21, it said, now Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. Please notice that action that Martha has made the moment she met the Lord Jesus Christ. And compare when Mary met at the same place, the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 32, then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Now remember, church, the first time that Martha and Mary encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, wherein the Lord Jesus Christ visited the city of Bethany, and Martha opened his house to the Lord Jesus Christ and the disciples. And we see and we read on that in Luke chapter 10, verse 38 to 42, that Martha is so busy and distracted for all the preparation for the guests, to the point that he petitioned and come to Lord Jesus Christ and said, Did you not care? Meaning that he is too busy doing, preparing, and Mary is not doing anything. Because in Luke chapter 10, verse 41, the Lord Jesus Christ answered Mary said, "You are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." And what is that? Is sat at the Lord's feet and listening to what he said. Amen. And during the conversation with Martha, and Jesus said the statement in verse 25, that Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" That is the question of the Lord Jesus Christ to Martha. But during the conversation of the Lord Jesus Christ with Mary, Jesus wept. Wherein this is the shortest verses of all the Bible and book of the Bible. This is when the Lord Jesus Christ wept. This is the only, Bible. This is the first when we read that Jesus is so, is grieving and wept when he's talking with Mary. Now, Mary and Martha was a good contrast on how to view and accept trials, testings, persecutions, and hardship in life. Are you Martha who complain, or are you Mary and worship God despite of your circumstances, and then lovingly brought up your concern to him? There's so many truth that we could learn in the story of Mary and Martha in this passage. But today we're going to focus, so that is the whole context of the text that we read today, that beginning in verse 38 and 34. Oh, there's so much truth about it, but this is our focus on today, when the Lord Jesus Christ right now is in front of the tomb. We know and we read what has happened, that on verse 38 to 44, that the Lord Jesus bring back the life of Lazarus. But the question is, how can we apply that now to our life? How can we, during the time, these miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ raising the dead, how can we apply now to our life in this present time? We see in verse 38 to 44, we read that the Lord Jesus Christ was commanded the people to roll out the stone. Lord God, tomb in those days was covered by a large stone. It is a cave and it is covered by a large stone. And this stone represent a separation. Whether you either keep in darkness or in the light, or life in Jesus or death. And right away when the Lord Jesus Christ commanded the people to open the stone, Martha is immediately, commented in verse 39. He said, "Lord, by this time there is a stench or odor, for he has been dead for 4 days. That's what Mary told to the Lord Jesus Christ. "Lord, if you're going to open that, Lazarus has already been dead for 4 days. Imagine the odor and the stench and stink and the smell of a rotten flesh that is already in 4 days inside the cave." Have you ever smelled a rotten flesh? Me, I did, but it is not a human rotten flesh. One time, way back in the Philippines, I am in the market. I went into market in the Philippines, and then I walk in a market, and even it is so far, you know, from the market garbage, you know, I can smell that the odor, you know, and the odor in that place, which is, yeah, I know it is a rotten flesh and rotten meat in the garbage. Even you are far away from it, you can definitely smell that kind of odor. You know, church, we can stand watching zombies movies with those rotten figure flesh, you know, walking. But I am telling you, if you really smelling a rotten flesh, you know, if your stomach is not strong, you are going to hold your breath as long as you can, or you are going to vomit. Well, that's how is the smell, that is how foul and odor and stench the smell of a rotten flesh. Imagine, Mary said, said that it's just 4 days. But the real question, church, is how many years that we have been dead because of our sin? Are we dead for 15 years, 20 years, 30, 40 years? We are living with a rotten, stinky spirit on those times. People like that is far more stinky, stench, you know, than 4 days rotten flesh. For without Christ Jesus in your life, you are dead man. You are dead, and you are smelling because you are not in Christ Jesus. But praise and glory to God, by His rich mercy and grace, Jesus came to the rescue and sent apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, pastors who listen and obey His word to roll the stone, to roll the separate, that sin that separates us from the true light and life. Praise God. Amen. How many times you have been invited to go to the church by these people, by these apostles or prophets or teachers, even your friends, to go to the church? How many times you heard the preaching of the gospel? How many times you rejected the invitation to join Alpha Course? God said time and time again to rescue you from the darkness and rolling out that stone, removing that sin from you that keep you from the darkness and keep you being dead in the spirit. But if you keep or chooses to harden your heart and remain in the cave, in the dark place, and being dead, then you have a stinky and rotten spirit because of sin. If you choose and harden your heart, and even as you listen today and you harden in your heart, you are dead, and you have a stinky and rotten spirit in you because of sin. But for those who take heed and listen and receive to the calling and to the voice of the Lord, even you are dead in the spirit for 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, and when the stone is rolled out, hallelujah, when you hear the word of God, when you go to, you know, the church and hear the word of God, you heed the invitation of the word of God, and because the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, Hallelujah. When that stone rolled out, when that sin removed from you, you are not a you don't have a stinky and rotting flesh. Why? Why? Because you are not dead anymore. You became alive from the, you became alive from death to life. You heard his voice when he says, come out. You are once was dead and now alive in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are now alive when you hear the stone had been rolled out, and praise and glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that doesn't stop there, church. Because in verse 44, the Lord Jesus Christ commanded, we see that when he said, you know, come out, then Lazarus come out. The Lord Jesus Christ said, unbind and loose him and let him go. Lazarus came out, but still the burial clothes is still wrapping around him. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, told the people, unbind and let him go. Now, why a man who accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, he and had been raised from the dead, from darkness to his marvelous life, that it seems that nothing is progressing from there after he received the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems in his own eyes sometimes that he is not going anywhere. He's still sinning. Sometimes even go back to the old ways. Sometimes it is hard for them to change. Yes, it is the promise of the Lord that whoever believes in him will not perish, but he will have eternal life. In John 3:16. That is the truth. Amen. Yes and amen. That caused by sin and life in Christ Jesus when you receive him. You have eternal life in Christ. But just like Lazarus, there is need to be unbind or loosen, you know, the burial cloth. It doesn't stop in receiving the great grace of salvation and coming to life in Christ. Yes, you're already saved. You know, no doubt about it. That is his promise. But in order for you to be move freely and enjoy the freedom you receive, you need the courage to live the life of witnessing the goodness of the Lord in your life. There is need to remove the burial clothes that wrap around you. And what do you mean by that? I remember when I first received the Lord Jesus in my life, it doesn't automatically change everything. But I know in the spirit, because this is his promises, that there's something in the spirit changed in me. But when I start attending the church, I don't want to see, while they are worshiping and singing praise and worship, excuse me, I don't want to sing. I don't want to clap my hands. I saw people clapping. I saw people raising their hands, lifting up their voice, but I don't want to do that. And they even say praise God and hallelujah, but I don't want to say that. Why? Because I am shy. Because it is new to me. Those kind of things. Just like when Lazarus had been raised to death. From death to life, meaning the old ways and behavior need to be removed, so ordered for us to free. You know, church, the old ways and behavior, not the nature, because in 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, we have now the new nature in the union with the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the old ways that need to be removed. It is not automatically removed when we receive Christ Jesus. No. In order for you that things to be removed, we need to continue to go to church, listening and receiving the Word of God, worshiping and reading, the truth of the word of God. For in John 8:32 said that you will know the truth, and the truth will set us free. And that is the time we are being freed from our guilt, being freed from condemnation, unforgiveness, shyness, cowardness, laziness, lust of the flesh, and pride and boastfulness. Those are a burial clothes that need to be removed, just like what said Lord Jesus Christ, to be unbind, so that we may be free. The reason sometimes a Christian is not growing, they don't let go of the burial clothes. They don't want to remove the pride in the life. They don't want to give up those vices, those lusts of the flesh in their life. Yes, it takes the grace and mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ. It takes obedience as well, that all these things will be removed in our life. And that will keep us in growing, not removing those clothes and voluntarily, you know, surrendering to the Lord. That will keep us and not growing and enjoying the true freedom of salvation in Christ. But that's not the purpose and the will of the Lord. For He comes to give us life and live it abundantly. We can only follow Christ if we are alive in the Spirit through the power of the Holy Spirit. Just, I hope you get the message, you get this wonderful truth and this application of the truth of the Word of God. And even to those who are first time, those who are listening that they haven't received the Lord Jesus Christ, listening, those who are listening online. You know, this teaching can be a whole sermon, yes. But I do believe there is a stirring of the Spirit through the power of the Holy Spirit this morning. Today, amen, that we need to be alive in Christ. God is sending so many people a time and again in your life. And even in the midst of your sickness, God can use that to glorify His name. Amen. So as I invite Marcus for leading us to worship, praise God. In verse 25, again, I would like to share and read again. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Do you believe this wonderful truth of the Lord Jesus Christ today? If you are away, come back. Stone has been rolled. The Lord Jesus Christ says, come out, and you will be freed from death to life, from darkness to light. Let the Holy Spirit speak to your heart right now. Let us worship.
Moment you called my name. the darkness gave me a promise to never thirst again. All that I ever wanted, my heart has found in you. Nothing satisfies like you do. The fountain that won't run dry. Nothing satisfies like you do. I want all that you offer, your living water. Drink from the endless well. I will sit at your table, forever grateful, forever where you dwell. And all I ever wanted, my heart has found in you. And I have tasted nothing satisfies like you do. The fountain that won't run dry. Nothing satisfies like you do. And I have tasted nothing satisfies like you do. The nothing satisfies like you do. Satisfied like you do. the fountain, won't run dry. Nothing satisfies like you do.
Yes, God, wonderful one. I have tasted life and nothing satisfies. Thank you, God, for giving us this kind of life. When we take heed, Lord God, and when you listen and receive your voice calling out to come out, be raised to death in spirit, from darkness into your marvelous grace and glory. Come to our prayer for today. Let's lift up the people and friends in the community that is experiencing and battling cancer and chemo, radiation, and surgery. Let's lift them up. Also lift up those who are having illness but need a word of salvation, and pray that God will bring them, you know, people, pastors, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, to roll out this that separates them, you know, from the true life and salvation in Christ Jesus, and pray for the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ to glorify his name, for the healing and the miracles of the light of the life of our brothers and sisters. Let us pray. Also lift up our friends and family and friends, and in the community, those who are suffering infirmities, and especially also we pray for our brothers that and sisters that are having an infection of this COVID. Pray for Edwin's family and self. Pray for Christina Cho, Valero Teo, Yiling's dad, niece, and Jesse Chan, and even all that we know that, you know, having suffering or, you know, infected from this kind of virus, COVID. So let's lift them up and have faith and agreed all in prayer for the mighty hands on the work of the Lord Jesus Christ in their life. Let's pray. also lift up those who are praying for the jobs. Pray for God to open door opportunity for them. Pray for patience. Pray for faith to arise in their heart, and pray for also for provision as they wait for this opportunity to come. Let's pray. Also lift up our mission focus for the day. Pray for Cambodia, Oasis House for Pastor Jenny Oh, North Korea to open doors for ministry, missional opportunities, partnership in Asia and persecuted churches in the Middle East. Let's lift them up. Let's also pray for our SP online weekend gatherings. Let's lift up our Sunday service this tomorrow. Lift up the well, SP Kids, Worship, Hospitality, SP Youth, Spinning and Spill services and activities, migrant work classes, and all the meetings this weekend. Let's lift them up. We also lift up Alpha, that is about to start next week. Pray for the logistic, the guest sign-ups, this protection, and a great harvest that really that the Word of God will truly, you know, awake them. Now, this is the call of coming out, that when the volunteers start, you know, obeying the Lord, rolling up the stone, that they may come out and unbinding those the clothes and those old self. We pray for the truth of the Word of God and covering us well. Let us pray. also lift up those pregnant women and our in SP, that of Hazel, Joanne, Carmen, Fiona, Audrey, Leslie, Dayon, Winnie, and others. Pray for covering and protection for the mom and the babies, good health, joy and peace, you know, and the joy of peace of both the parents and in their heart. So let's pray for them. Let's also lift up the house churches going to meet today, Bowen, Hollywood, Kings Court, Mawan, and Southside. Let's also lift up our city, Hong Kong. Though there's this, again, they said a fifth wave of surge of this COVID, but let's lift up that God is still in control. That God is the one. He is over, you know, His hands over Hong Kong, and pray for all churches in Christ in Hong Kong. Continue, you know, pray and intercede in our city that God will continue to protect us and deliver us from this pandemic. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for even now, God, we by faith we receive the answer of our prayers, that your name may be glorified. Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in honor, in giving healing, in answering all the prayer, Lord God, in your perfect time, Lord. In your perfect name, God. We thank you, Lord God, even, Lord God, those who are hearing the message, God, that you have shared the truth, God. The Spirit will convict and touch their heart, that they are calling into your marvelous light, into your life, O Lord. Thank you, O God, for the work of the Holy Spirit even now. Their life. Bless you, we honor you. We glorify you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You all glory and honor. Precious, mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for joining and enjoy your prayer time today. God bless.